أشكر سعادة السفير وايت على مداخلته القيمة.
I thank His Excellency the Ambassador of Ireland for his statement. And like you, I hope that the work will continue as planned and that it will be possible for efforts to be made to achieve global consensus on the proposals presented to the CD on the program of work and the groups, by which I mean the subsidiary groups, and that we can therefore carry out this necessary work and make the progress that is so badly needed. The next speaker, the next issue is the organization of work as presented in the explanatory note circulated by the Secretariat, and I propose the following. That we begin by hearing three remote panelists on the challenges of new and emerging threats under agenda item 6, namely comprehensive program of disarmament. Secondly, we will open the floor to experts. And thirdly, we will open the floor for the speakers so that delegations may make their national statements on agenda item 6. Finally, I will provide an update on the progress achieved by the presidency on the draft decision for the program of work of the conference. I would now like to turn to our distinguished panelists. Ms. Park Yoon-jin, Director of Disarmament and Non-Proliferation Division of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Korea. Mr. Robert Cherochi, of the United States Department of State's Bureau of Arms Control. And then Mr. Tahir Andrabi, Director General of the Arms Control and Disarmament Section of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Pakistan, and Dr. Catherine Tessier, responsible for research integrity and research ethics in the Aerospace Research Office, ONERA. With that, I give the floor to Ms. Park Yoon-jin.